Student abolitionists at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign want campus police gone. But campus police and university administrators say they're a necessary part of college life. Illinois Newsroom education reporter Lee Gaines spent months talking to students, activists, and campus police as part of a series we're bringing you this week on Morning Edition. Today, the final installment of this series. She goes looking for solutions that would satisfy people on both sides of the debate.
Liage Blue Stewart is a Black U of I senior studying theater. He says he feels more threatened by campus police than protected, and he doesn't see the value of the department.
It just seems like they're just here. And for the fact that they have such a large budget that some of the departments in the school actually don't have and actually could use, and it can be more for the students, it's crazy to me.
But the idea that you'd rid a campus of its police force is crazy to a lot of other people, including UIPD Chief Alice Carey.
And if people see what happens, you know, in the streets where people don't care about the human life, then that may change their minds as to why we need law enforcement in today's day and age.
So what are the alternatives? An estimated 95% of all colleges and universities with more than 2,500 students have their own law enforcement agencies. But I struggled to find any that had actually abolished their police forces. I did, however, find two universities that changed the way they approach crime and punishment on campus. Devin Kramer is an assistant dean at the University of Colorado Boulder. Campus officials there say 1,000 students went through the campus's restorative justice program last academic year.
We see not only the benefit in terms of lower recidivism rates, but we actually see benefit in terms of our town and gown relationships in Boulder because of our RJ program.
The program brings students together with those they have harmed and other members of the community to talk through what happened. Then they come to an agreement about how to make it right. Kramer says restorative justice is not a replacement for campus police, but
the more people we can get into a mindset of harm repair instead of punishment, I hope, I don't know this, but I hope that that would result in systems, you know, improving.
We need something like this that's innovative and it gives alternatives to offenders. And I think it'd be a great idea and a great program to implement here.
That's UIPD Chief Alice Carey. I played some of my conversation with Kramer for her. She says her department is trying to reform in other ways, like adding social workers to patrol units. But she says restorative justice is something she'd like to explore. Scholars and activists say a similar but different type of work is needed to fix systemic problems. It's called transformative justice, and students at the U of I want to establish the practice on their campus. Dara Quiera Amani Beyer is the transformative justice program coordinator at Brown University in Rhode Island.
Transformative justice really exists for communities to solve problems on their own terms in ways that aren't punitive, and that capacity building work and that skill building work can absolutely happen at any point, at any time.
Beyer says the program empowers students to hold people in their communities accountable for their actions outside of institutions like the police. She says it also tries to provide resources to communities to end cycles of violence. U of I senior Liage Stewart is on board with the idea, and he knows that it's going to take students like him thinking outside the box to make it happen.
I mean, the society that we're hoping for is one that we haven't seen before. So that radical imagination is definitely going to have to come into play when we think of ways that we can include everyone.
Stewart doesn't expect campus police to disappear anytime soon. And UIPD Chief Alice Carey says restorative and transformative justice programs won't be created overnight. But the need to find new ways of addressing harm committed on campus is something both the abolitionist and the police officer can agree on. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.